Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 8th Venice International Film Festival. I'm glad to be joined by Kaylee Spaney, director Sofia Coppola, Jacopo Elordi, director and actress of Priscilla Screening Hearing Competition. Welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
So I'm going to go straight to the point. My feeling was that I was watching both a coming-of-age story, I mean about Priscilla finding, after this love story, her true self, and at the same time, a love story very human that we could finally discover. So is my feeling correct? I don't know if you perceive it.
Yes, of course. I'm happy for anyone to have the experience that they have, but to us, we were focused on showing her evolution and also their relationship in a human way.
Did you perceive it this way?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, but I think that's spot on, yeah.
My other feeling was that it wasn't really essential to have to look at them as we remember them. You know, their iconic looks, but to catch the essence of who they were and plus the relationship. Is that what you focused on? And is that what you focused on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I hoped that the characters would feel like have the essence of Priscilla and Elvis, and we weren't making a documentary, so we had some creative freedom, but also wanted to be true to Priscilla's experience and what she talked about in her story.
What was the question again?
Yeah, that you didn't focus on, you know, the iconic looks and all those images that we have about Priscilla, about Elvis, but their relationship and their humanity, you know.
Yeah, I think it was important to sort of pull the curtain and see, you know, what those intimate moments were like between them, because you know, they're like American royalty, you know, so it's so hard to imagine what their lives were like behind closed doors. So that's what we were trying to explore, these sort of moments.
Jeff?
Yeah, the exact same sentiment. The emphasis was, there's this great series of videos called Elvis by the Presleys, and it's all this old Super 8 footage, and you kind of see a different side of them that I think a lot of people haven't seen before. So I think there was a great emphasis on finding what the, you know, the real people were like behind closed doors.
Yeah, I was lucky that they had all these home movies so that we could see how they related to each other and their personalities, and thinking about Elvis just in his private life and really through her point of view.
One last thing. You were saying in the press conference that besides the book, Priscilla Presley told you about these little details that you put in the film. What were other details that you put that were in the book?
I can't think specifically, but it was really helpful to be able to ask her. And I asked her, like, was she friends with the wives of the Memphis Mafia? Because it seemed like she didn't have close friendships with them. And she told me, no, it was really hard because she would go off with all the guys and they would, you know, be doing other things that she couldn't tell the wives about. So it put her in this position where it was hard for her to get close to them. And so just these kind of things, having your insight of what it was like for her and the struggles that she faced that you might not necessarily know. So it was really helpful to be able to ask her and talk to her.
Well, last thing for the three of you. What was your idea of Priscilla and Elvis before getting deep into this film and this story? And what's your idea now?
I mean, they're so glamorous. And those, to me, the wedding image was really in my mind. And we talked about Graceland being like a wedding cake. And it's this like fairy tale, American dream. So there's such a facade of romance and glamour, and it was really interesting to see, like Kaylee said, behind the closed doors of what Priscilla's real life experience was like, and them as having human struggles that anyone does.
I didn't know too much about it, only sort of, you know, what you kind of everybody knows. And the biggest takeaway from me, and it came when we were shooting the last scene, which was toward the end of filming, was just this great overwhelming love, like this fairy tale, deep, deep love. And that was my takeaway from the whole thing, I think.
That was very well put. Yeah, I mean, it's for me, like for it, being an American and being from the South, you know, that it's so much part of the culture, you know. My parents, but they passed it on to me. We visited Graceland when we were younger, so it, it was quite the journey to be a little girl visiting Graceland, to then be sitting in front of Priscilla and trying to sort of dig into her sort of emotional journey and her arc through those years with him. It was fascinating and really touching and moving.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Sofia Coppola, Jack Lordi for Priscilla screening competition at the 8th Venice International Film Festival. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you so much. Grazie.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.